Well, good evening, everyone. Oh, gosh, that says something about the conditions, doesn't it? Good evening, everyone. Good, a very warm welcome to our Advent Carol service for Churches Together. It's good to have you here this evening. I feared we may be small in number given the conditions outside, so gold stars to you, but do take care making your way from here to the centre for refreshments at the end. I hope you'll stay for those, and then obviously take care going home. It's one of those horrible evenings where the black ice has come up, hasn't it, really? Just one or two practical things about the service. As I say, it's really good to welcome you all here. For the readers, just come forward, read from here. Don't need to introduce the reading or do a "this is the word of the Lord" at the end. Just read the reading. It's all in the order of service. When it comes to standing and sitting, we'll stand at the beginning, obviously for the first of the carols, remain standing for the opening, the bidding prayer and things, and then sit after the collect. And you'll follow the pattern. We stand for the hymns that we're singing together. We sit for everything else, unless instructed otherwise. Hopefully it'll all go okay. So we'll begin in a moment or two by singing the first of our hymns, O Come Emmanuel.
Thank you.
is time for us to wake out of sleep, for deliverance is nearer to us now than it was when first we believed. It is far on in the night, day is near. Let us therefore cast off the deeds of darkness and put on our armor as soldiers of the light. The grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My brothers and sisters, we enter today the solemn season of Advent, in which the Church bids us prepare to celebrate the coming of Christ, a coming that we recall in the child of Bethlehem, a coming that we experience in the gift of his Spirit, in the bread of the Eucharist, in the joy of human lives that are shared, a coming we wait for when God gathers up all things in Christ. Let us, in this holy season, reflect on the coming of Christ who brings light to the world. Let us leave behind the darkness of sin, walk in the light that shines on our path, and renew within ourselves the hope of glory to which he beckons us. And as we turn towards the light, let us have on our hearts all those who see no light, for whom all is darkness and despair. Let us pray that they too may be illumined by Christ, who is our light. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Amen. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good."
Thank you. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will be not enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour."
As we offer our prayers to our Father and ourselves in his service, please sit or kneel to pray. To the bidding, "Lord, in your mercy," please respond, "Hear our prayer." Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O come, Emmanuel. As we begin our Advent journey, we pray for holy guidance to lead us to a greater understanding of the incarnation of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O come, Emmanuel. As we carry the burdens of the last 22 months of the pandemic, we pray that this Advent tide will give a lifting of our spirits. And in seeking the place of the Christ child, may we ever be aware that on every step of the way, we are accompanied by our Father. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Oh, come, Emmanuel. We pray for all Christian people throughout the world. May the word of our Lord dwell richly in all our hearts and minds, and knit us together in the bond of his love. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
O come, Emmanuel. We pray for our East Leeds communities, for our families and friends, for those who work here, for those who are to visit at this Advent and Christmas time, and for all who seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
Lord, speak to us all your word of peace, and help us to serve one another as Christ has served us. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of our Heavenly Father. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we await the coming of our King, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Would you please stand? The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Come, O Lord, comfort the soul of your servant. Even so, Lord, come. O come, Lord Jesus Christ, come, at evening time with light and in the morning with your glory, to guide our feet into the way of peace. He who receives our prayer says, surely I come quickly. I am the root and offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.